Bisiata de Shmaya, de nois fosaitif tachu fia gidte ilasecha. We've been discussing one of the most fundamental questions that can exist. Hashem, a perfect being who doesn't need anything outside of his perfect self, why then would he go ahead and create the world? And as we discussed, the only place we want to look for the answer is the Torah, which is Hashem's true perspective, because any other perspective is always susceptible to be mistaken. And we discussed how countless Torah sources teach that the only reason Hashem decided to create the world was because he had a desire to give. And without a recipient, there'd be nobody to give to. So this answers the question, why did Hashem decide to create you and I and everything else that is encompassed within our universe? Just because he desired to give to us. Let us remind ourselves again that we are not trying to study information to be able to pass the test and graduate from this information and move to the next subject. As the Torah greats have taught us, the purpose of Emunah is not just to learn the information, although that is the starting point, but our life's work is to take that information and to truly internalize it. And via constant repetition of the concepts, Bezrat Hashem, we will be able to take the information more and more each day and apply them to our personal lives. So from Hashem's vantage point, he created the world just because he had a desire to give to each one of us. But then the question that begs to be answered is, most of us experience challenges throughout our lives. And if Hashem decided to create me just because he wants to give to me, why does he sometimes send challenges and bitter experiences my way? Let's discuss how the Torah sources, Hashem's perspective, the only true perspective, answer this question. If Hashem decided to create the world just to give to me, why do I need to suffer at times? And as many, many Torah sources teach, a fundamental belief to Judaism and the Torah is that the world that we live in is certainly not our final destination, but rather the next world, Olam Haba, is where we are destined to receive Hashem's goodness. When Hashem created the world, he did so having in mind that one day we will depart from our lives in this world and make our way to our final destination in the next world, and there truly to bask in Hashem's light, in his true goodness for eternity. Although we certainly can't grasp a full understanding of what it means to go to the next world, because that is one of the things that is hidden from the eyes of human beings. However, there certainly is very much Torah information about this concept. And again, one who would like to investigate this topic further has much Torah literature available about the concept of Olam Haba and what it means to live in the next world. However, for our purposes right now, let us just relate an analogy offered by many Torah commentaries to shed just a little bit of an appreciation of what it means to live in Olam Haba. Imagine the largest stadium that you've ever seen. This stadium gets filled up to the top with sand. Every 1 million years, a little bird comes and takes one grain of sand out from the stadium. Let's try calculate how long it will take for the stadium to be emptied. Of course, nobody can work out this number, it is so big. Sometimes when people are asked how long it will take for the stadium to be emptied, people answer, forever. However, the truth of the matter is that that is still not considered eternity, because after a certain huge amount of time, the stadium will be emptied. Whereas, we are taught from Torah sources that Olam Haba, life in the next world, is literally for eternity. So just to appreciate, when Hashem created us in the first place, his vision is that after our small excursion of a maximum of 120 years in this world, we will thereby make our way to our true final destination in the next world. And there we will bask in his light for eternity.